Have you heard of the Art Basel show? I think that's how you pronounce it. In Miami, it happens typically in December. Well, recently it made headlines for a piece of artwork that sold for $120,000. What was this artwork? Well, it was a banana taped to the wall with duct tape. And no, the duct tape wasn't even gold or encrusted with diamonds. Then a performance artist ate the banana. What did I learn from this situation? Well, one, duct tape apparently makes everything better. Two, people will buy anything. And three, whatever product that you've been thinking about selling, it's time to make your move and get it done. For those of you thinking about writing your first nonfiction book and having doubts about it, pull up your chair and listen to the following show. Also, don't forget to grab a pen and paper. Welcome to Michelle is Money Hungry. I'm your host, Michelle Jackson. This episode is sponsored by Make Money with eBooks. If you're looking for a resource to help you start your writing career, make sure you check out Make Money with eBooks. Go to the show notes at michelleismoneyhungry.com/how to become a nonfiction writer today. Have you ever asked yourself how your favorite influencers became experts in their area of interest? I think about this from time to time, like who declared that you were the expert in whatever area of interest that they are known for? That question actually may be the very issue that you're dealing with in relation to publishing your first nonfiction work. Before we even begin talking about how to write that book, I would like to help you clarify and declare your expertise. So grab your pen and paper so we can get started. So exercise number one, declaring your expertise, aka kicking imposter syndrome in the nuts. Okay, let's start. First, how do you feel, like what makes you feel like you're an expert in the area of expertise that you'd like to share your wisdom in? How many years have you been focused in this area of interest? How many people have you helped educate, inform, or inspire in this area of interest? Would those people be willing to provide a testimonial on your behalf? Are you able to do one or more of the following to substantiate your claim of expertise to yourself and to others? Quantify the number of courses or trainings that you've done in this area of interest. Have you been asked to speak on the topic? Maybe you need to write down all the spaces where you've presented a talk about your area of focus. It could be online, at a co-working space, local or out-of-state events, conferences, etc. Do you run a blog, vlog, or podcast that's associated with your area of interest? Have you provided content on someone else's blog, or podcast connected to your area of interest? And are you considered the go-to person in your professional or personal space about that area of interest? So for some people, you may intersect both professionally and personally in an area of interest, or it might be one place or the other. So just, you know, write that down, kind of figure that out. By working through the following exercise, I've just helped you work out what your expert level, like what your expert street cred is. If you've had any doubts about writing a book about an area of interest that you would like to be considered an expert in, the goal of that exercise was to help you work through whatever concerns you might have. All right, so exercise number two, what's your why? Like, why on earth do you feel like writing this book? What's your reason? Is it to establish yourself as an expert? To provide a resource to other people that saves you time and energy? Maybe you're always getting asked over and over again the same question. That's where you have this book that you can refer people to. Are you wanting to write this book to prove something to yourself or to other people in your life? To complete a lifelong goal to become an author? To make passive income? Maybe just have the urge, or whatever your why is, it doesn't matter. It's valid, and it's important to acknowledge whatever the reason is behind it. You can have more than one reason. So like for me, I just felt like doing it. I'm a lifelong reader. I'm obsessed with books. I love writing. And one day I was just like, well, these other books are okay. Like I could at least write the same quality. So I did. And I published my first book about Colorado. And I have people who purchase my epic guide to moving to Colorado. And it's been really helpful. And it's been helpful to me because it's also saved me time, but it's also made me money. Exercise number three, what's your platform? I think this is really important for a lot of people because if you don't have a platform, you're going to have to figure out the role of your book and how you're going to get it out there. But if you're listening to this show, it's highly likely that you're a blogger, vlogger, or podcaster. And so I want you to kind of consider the role of your platform related to your book. So what is its purpose? Who are you selling your book to? Are you writing it just so it exists in the world, which is totally fine? Are you building a community online or otherwise? Do you run a blog, vlog, podcast, or an in-person community? Are you growing an email list or considering starting one? And the answer to that one specifically should be a resounding yes, by the way. Have you created or sold other products to your community or to people? They could be big products or small ones, but it's important to have an idea about that because writing your book is great, but ultimately, sooner or later, you're going to want to get it to people, whether they purchase it or not. So you're going to have a marketing component, and having a platform and areas where people are that exist in your space that you've connected with will make selling your books easier. Okay, now I'm going to share five initial steps to use to become a nonfiction writer. Step number one, set your intention. Decide that you will write and finish your book, and finish being the key there. I can't tell you how many people have ended up in my Make Money with eBooks course who've just never started their books because they weren't clear on what they needed to do in order to successfully finish writing their first book. And the beginning of that is just set the intention that you will complete the task. Step number two, be clear about the scope of work that you'll need to do. You don't need to write 700 pages in order to become a published nonfiction writer. Most nonfiction writers are doing one of the following or two: educating readers, answering a question, inspiring others, entertaining. Your book just needs to be long enough to achieve the stated outcome for the book's topic. So you just need to keep it simple, basically, and then you need to make sure that you're completing whatever it is you set out to do with the book. Step number three, build out your book's framework. Collect interviews, build out the framework of the book, have all your resources in place, work on the flow of content, and then ask yourself as you do this, as you build the framework of your book, what is it you would like your reader to leave with? Like, what do you want them to get from the book? So as you build out the framework of your book and the flow, think about it as from the reader's perspective. Will they leave that book with the result that you're hoping that they will achieve? Like, will they have the tools in place to do the thing that you're trying to get them to do? Now, if it's a book that's entertaining them or teaching lifelong, like life lessons and things like that, that's a little different. But if it's a book that's trying to teach a thing or share a thing, does the book do that? Does it meet its stated purpose? Does it achieve it? Step number four, set yourself up for success. So focus on writing consistently. Consistency in getting words written down is the number one area of focus for your future book. How on earth do you do this? In the beginning of your project, all you're going to do is focus on the action of writing, hopefully daily, but don't worry about the word count. You will hear a lot of people being like, well, you have to write 100 words every day and blah, 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 and 1,000 words every day. Honestly, if you can't even keep the habit of writing going, regardless of number, it's just not going to work. So build up the the build up the ability to be consistent, which is the hardest thing to do, then you can change your goal and have it be numerical. But until you consistently write on a daily basis or weekly or whatever you decide, it's going to be very difficult to sit down and do 2,000 words because you just haven't built in the habit. Step number 5, find a writing community that will keep you motivated, focused, and on task. That is part of the reason why I created my Make Money with eBooks course, in particular for the group and VIP students, because that was that helps them connect with the following: a community of other authors who believe and respect in what they're trying to do and accomplish. Especially if you tell people, hey, I'm writing a book, and they're like, well, I don't see how you could write a book. Having a community that you can check in with, that believes in you, that supports you, is so important. Guidance on the technical aspects of writing their books. That's why I have the course. Marketing tips. That chapter is very, very, very dense. There's a lot of information there. Interviews with other authors who share what has helped them become successful with their work. And then also weekly access to me. I will whip you into shape. I will not force you to do work, but I will tell you like it is. And I won't sugarcoat it. So I want you to be successful, and I know that you can, but you're going to have to put in the work. So what are you waiting for? Write your book, inspire your community, inform and educate. And here are some final thoughts. This is a short episode. Someone needs to learn from you. There are hundreds of books about cooking, and yet people still write new cookbooks. Readers and communities connect with the person behind the pen. If you have the power to help other people, do. And your book might be the one way that really helps a person out. Your expertise may resonate with people who didn't care for someone else's message. Remember, not everyone is for everybody. I'm a personal finance geek, but I hate the book Rich Dad, Poor Dad by Robert Kiyosaki. Absolutely hate it. I'm also a fan of Dave Ramsey, but he is not a fan of me. He's actually blocked me on Twitter. I've never even tweeted this guy, but I did write a post about him. Writing nonfiction or fiction books and self-publishing can be quite lucrative. It takes a lot fewer people than you think to begin making $500 or more a month. How would that extra $500 a month and relatively passive income change your life? And finally, your nonfiction books could open the door to other opportunities such as paying speaking gigs, television segments, high visibility podcast interviews, conference panelist spots, high-end coaching clients, new members into your membership community. Here's the thing, your nonfiction books act as a quality top of the funnel offering to the people you would like to serve. What are you waiting for? Get started. It is, at the time of recording this episode, it is the beginning, almost the beginning of the new year. You have so much time to do the thing that you would like to do. Get that book out there. Build your platform. Serve others. Entertain. Inspire. Get her done. I hope you enjoyed this episode. I'm not going to edit this one, by the way, not really, because I am tired because it is the end of the year. But I do hope that this got you going, got you thinking. Again, you are an expert. I've helped you work through the exercises to do that. Now let's get your book out there so that we can, and you can, inspire the world.